Your 4-year-old melts down in Target because you won't buy the cereal with the cartoon character. Your 8-year-old argues about everything: bedtime, homework, why the sky is blue. Your siblings fight so constantly, you've considered installing a referee whistle around your neck. Sound familiar? Here's the truth most parenting books won't tell you. Your children aren't misbehaving because you're doing something wrong. They're misbehaving because they're children, and children aren't miniature, reasonable adults. They're wild, emotional, gloriously irrational little humans who need training, not negotiation. Thomas W. Felin's 1-2-3 Magic has sold over 1.8 million copies and been translated into 22 languages, not because it's complicated, but because it's breathtakingly simple. It works because it abandons the exhausting myth that children will behave if we just explain things better. Instead, it offers 3 straightforward steps: stop bad behavior with counting, encourage good behavior with structured tactics, and strengthen your relationship through genuine connection. No psychology degree required, just consistency, calmness, and the courage to stop talking so much. We've all been there. Your child refuses to turn off the iPad for dinner, so you explain why family meals matter. When that fails, you offer incentives. Then you argue. Then you yell. Sometimes you even threaten consequences you don't really mean. Welcome to what Felin calls the talk, persuade, argue, yell, hit syndrome, a predictable spiral that starts with a dangerous assumption that children are basically reasonable, unselfish miniature adults who just need more information. They're not. Children are born completely unreasonable and self-centered. That's not a character flaw. It's developmental reality. Expecting a 5-year-old to respond to logical arguments about nutrition is like expecting your dog to appreciate your explanation of why he shouldn't eat garbage. The cognitive machinery simply isn't there yet. This explains why intelligent, well-meaning parents find themselves exhausted and bewildered. They're applying adult-to-adult communication strategies to beings who operate on entirely different frequencies. Think of early parenting less as a democracy and more as what Felin calls benevolent dictatorship. You're not negotiating with terrorists, you're training wild animals, lovingly, of course. As children mature, you gradually transition toward democracy, but that progression takes years, not weeks. Understanding this single principle, that children aren't little adults, transforms everything. Once you stop expecting adult-level reasoning, you can adopt strategies that actually work with their developmental reality rather than fighting against it. When your child misbehaves, your instinct is to explain why it's wrong and show how upset you are. Unfortunately, excessive talking and emotion actively reinforce the behaviors you're trying to eliminate. Long explanations accomplish 3 counterproductive things. They irritate children, who tune out lectures, they distract from the actual issue, and they create new topics for argument. You start addressing toy cleanup and somehow end up defending your entire parenting philosophy while your child smirks victoriously. The emotion problem is even worse. When you become visibly upset, voice raised, face flushed, you inadvertently hand your child a sense of power. Children naturally feel inferior because they're smaller and less capable. When they provoke an emotional reaction, it becomes what Felin calls a big splash, evidence of their power to affect you. That emotional response becomes its own reward. The Bruvel rule: if you get visibly upset about something your child does, they're likely to repeat it. Effective discipline requires the no talking and no emotion rules. Children need to understand why behavior is inappropriate, but not in the heat of the moment. That understanding comes later, during calm conversations. In the moment, you need action, not discussion.
The system is straightforward. When your child misbehaves, say, that's 1. If it continues, that's 2. If it persists, that's 3, take 5, a timeout of roughly 1 minute per year of age. No explanation, no negotiation, no emotion. This works because it's crystal clear and predictable. Children know exactly what consequences will follow, eliminating arguments and keeping emotions in check. You're following a script rather than reacting spontaneously. When kids bicker in the back seat, skip the futile "who started it" interrogation and simply say, "that's 1" to both. They know they have two more chances, motivating quick self-correction. In public, counting still applies, but timeout locations change. Holding their hand silently, using the shopping cart, finding a store corner, or going to the car. For tantrums, timeout begins only after the child calms down. With consistent application, most children adjust within 7 to 10 days. The power comes from interrupting preferred activities. Even children who claim they don't care usually care quite a bit about missing what they want to be doing. Counting stops behaviors but can't start them. Start behaviors, requiring sustained effort, need different strategies. Phelan offers 7 effective tactics. Positive reinforcement is foundational. Praise children when they do things right, aiming for a 3-to-1 ratio of positive to negative comments. Simple requests in a business-like tone work better than irritated nagging. Kitchen timers transform tasks into challenges. Let's see if you can pick up your toys before the timer rings. The docking system is brilliantly effective. If children don't complete responsibilities, parents do it but charge their allowance. Natural consequences let children learn from real-world outcomes. Incomplete homework means facing teacher consequences without parental rescue. Charting provides visual tracking with stickers or points. Counting can motivate brief start behaviors under 2 minutes. For morning routines, provide 1 wake-up call, then let children experience being late. For messy rooms, try close the door, weekly cleanup routines, or daily charting. For homework, establish a routine: home, snack, brief relaxation, then homework before dinner. The rough checkout principle recognizes evenings aren't for perfection. If work is 80% complete, it's done. The key principle: train the children or keep quiet. No nagging when positive approaches are available. Children test boundaries using 6 tactics: badgering, repetitive pleading, temper, tantrums to door slamming, threat, I'll run away, martyrdom, no one loves me, butter up, guilt-inducing compliments, and physical tactics, hitting or destruction. For serious behaviors like lying, stealing, or fighting, use the major-minor system. First offenses, listen calmly, ask questions, express disappointment without shame, assign related consequences. Repeat offenses require 3 clear levels: major, extended grounding; medium, weekend restrictions; minor, early bedtime, that are consistent, age-appropriate, and time-limited. Balance consequences with relationship building: specific praise, one-on-one time, physical affection, active listening, and success opportunities. The goal is preventing escalation through firm boundaries while maintaining warmth and connection. As children mature, family meetings transform relationships from benevolent dictatorship to democratic structure. Best initiated during ages 6 to 11, these meetings follow a simple format. One parent chairs while each member presents problems and works toward consensus. All agreements are documented and posted. In The Case of the Disappearing Soda, beverage arguments were resolved by giving each family member initials on 2 bottles from an 8-pack, with the option to purchase others' bottles using allowance teaching budgeting, property respect, and negotiation simultaneously. Success requires keeping sessions under an hour with consistent scheduling. Long-term benefits include problem-solving skills, active listening, and respectful disagreement. True self-esteem develops from genuine competence in 4 areas: social connections, work performance, physical abilities, and character development. The 1-2-3 Magic program builds self-esteem naturally. Counting teaches self-control, start behaviors develop independence, and positive relationships provide foundation for future interactions. Avoid over-parenting, unnecessary corrections when children could handle situations themselves. Before intervening, ask, "Can my child handle this alone?" Sometimes, silence and observation teach more than intervention. Strong parent-child bonds require regular one-on-one time. Individual interactions create deeper connections than family activities. Children open up emotionally when alone with a parent, free from sibling dynamics. These moments needn't be expensive: dining out on a school night, movies, bike riding, or simply driving together. The key is undivided attention with distractions turned off. Active listening is equally crucial. When your child is upset about something not involving you directly, resist disciplining. Instead, understand their perspective and provide emotional support. Active listening means temporarily setting aside your opinions to fully comprehend their viewpoint. It's both a communication skill and an attitude of sincere interest. However, active listening isn't always appropriate. When a child is disrespectful toward you, counting may be more suitable. Distinguish between situations requiring understanding versus limits. When you master these three steps, controlling obnoxious behavior with counting, encouraging good behavior with START tactics, and building relationships through connection, family life transforms. Discipline becomes efficient, creating space for affection and fun. 1-2-3 Magic offers simplicity that works. You don't need extraordinary patience, just willingness to follow a clear system consistently.